can't believe you made it. I don't even know how you got to.
Roca.
Not a very good one, I see. My guy got me right on stage.
This is the Broadhurst Theater. It's a legendary theater. I know nothing about it. I picked it because... Let me get that. That's for me. I asked them to hold my phone. That is so embarrassing, isn't it? I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often, though, because it's hard to remember. Oh, wait. Oh, the phones. What? We have gone nuts with the phones, haven't we? We're crazy with the phones. This guy thinks he needs that phone. The thing that amuses me the most about the phone machine is how often we call people now trying to get the machine. That's what's happened now with the machine. The person picks up and you're... Oh. I didn't think you would be there. I just wanted to leave a message saying, sorry I missed you.
Hello and welcome to Next Box Team Radio episode 24. I am Mutie Crazy, and today we are with T-Primex, as always. And, I was wondering, is Kenny back?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, I thought, because he was on MSN, so we're going to have him next episode, and catch him up with everything.
That'll be great.
It should be. He livens it up, get a few different topics, so I have a lot of topics written down here, so I might speed through along some of them. First topic, not really a topic, got a comment in the forums about our show. And this person will remain anonymous, but they said that they said there's nothing in our show that like makes them want to keep on like listening. Like he said, our shows we used to have fun with them. I mean, we still have fun, but I mean, we're doing it over the phone, so it can't be that much fun, right?
Yeah.
So, just going through, I forgot to do the little intro I was going to do about, well, T-Primex changed his name, T_Primex changed his name to T-Primex, so good for him, and I changed my name to capital U-T Crazy, so, nothing different there, but we changed it on Gaia, so what's next? I was checking in our, page views. We got 1,550.
And probably, like, half of those are me?
No, probably not, because it says who they are from. And we got, I'm not sure what it was, something over 300 unique page views. So that isn't bad.
Yeah.
It isn't.
Yeah.
So, got through that, selling my PS1, I was gonna say, why did I sell my N64? I don't know why now, so that was the best system, and it still is, well, like, besides Xbox.
What?
N64.
Oh.
It was.
No, besides Xbox, the best system is PS2.
No, I mean, like, the old systems.
Well, Xbox isn't an old system.
Xbox isn't an old system?
No.
No, I mean, out of all the... Okay, let's say out of PS1 and the PlayStation, and, like, PlayStation 1, and Dreamcast, and GameCube, N64 is the best out of all those. Wouldn't you agree?
Out of what?
Out of... All the, PlayStation 1, GameCube, and Dreamcast. It's the best out of those.
And you're comparing a GameCube, why?
Because GameCube sucks.
okay.
I just need it out in GameCube because I don't like any of the games for GameCube, and I don't like the controls and stuff.
Well, you better start liking the games for GameCube.
Why?
Because Xbox and GameCube are probably going to make Xena together.
Yeah, that's one of my topics, too. I mean, why are they calling it Xena? That's the weirdest name. Why not Xbox 2?
Because that's so, unique in it.
Yeah, that's true, but, you know, I bet they're calling it Xena because they don't want to call it Xbox 2 because N64 is supposed... Not N64. Nintendo is supposedly making it with them. So, they don't want to call it Xbox 2 because that would be primarily Xbox.
One is Nintendo new system's going to be called Nintendo Revolution.
Is it?
That's what I heard.
That's pretty.
And then the other rumor I heard is Nintendo will just be joining in Xena.
Yeah. So it's like, it's sort of like Microsoft is, I don't know, it isn't the best view thing because, okay, let's say Nintendo is making it with them. Okay, they each have to split the profits, depending on how much of Nintendo makes it, or just, like, say, 25% of Nintendo makes it, and then 75% of Microsoft makes it. So, Microsoft only gets 75%, and then plus, Nintendo's making their own system. So, they'll get 100% of the profits, unless Microsoft joins them, which they won't.
Nintendo joins Xbox, they won't be making their own system.
You said they were calling it a Nintendo Revolution or whatever.
Nintendo is either doing one of two things, joining Xbox or competing against it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't really know what to think. All I can think is Xena is a weird name. But it's unique, I guess. I mean, usually, like, PlayStation, how unique is that? You play games and Station. Dreamcast, that's a bit, unique, but, like, I don't know how they got that name. I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter on the uniqueness of their name, it's just, like, Xbox. Wow, how unique is that? I mean, but the actual thing is unique because it's far superior to everything else. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously you would. I found 5 Game Boy games in this one bag that's been behind my door, that, like, hangs on my door, which is kind of stupid. I was looking in there, and I'm like, ooh, there's, 2 games that aren't mine.
So how much are you selling your Game Boy for?
Game Boy Color, it's
no,
gonna...
No, Game Boy Advance.
Oh, I don't know, probably, under $60.
Game Boy Advance 1 or Game Boy SP?
Game Boy Advance.
What about, why not SP?
Because my mom can play that.
Why can't you play your DS?
What? Oh, because that's mine. No, I mean, like, that can be, like, hers, and I'll sell it to her. Or, because, if it doesn't sell, my PlayStation, then I'm just gonna, like, I don't know, either, like, leave it up at the cottage, which I don't know why I would, because everyone brings their own system anyway.
Because I was going to buy a Game Boy SP, maybe.
Oh, yeah? I don't know, I don't think I'll sell that, because that's a good thing. Game Boy Advance, I like.
And how much are you selling the Game Boy Advance for?
Under $60, I think.
What?
Under $60.
Oh, I thought you said 100.
No, that's like...
I was going to say, the Game Boy SP is $80 right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know how much I'd sell the Advance for then. Maybe EB would buy it off, what else? Oh, is High Speed overrated? You have your comments on that.
Yes, it is.
Why is it overrated? It's so much better than dial-up.
It's not that much better than dial-up.
Okay.
You underestimate dial-up too much.
Okay, this is like a little debate. On my side, high speed is faster, about 20 times
it's
faster
better.
Than dial-up.
I'm gonna give it that, but I'm gonna
yeah.
say it's overrated. It's
okay.
Like
high speed is faster. High speed
with,
is...
I could live without high speed.
I know you could, but high speed doesn't take up the phone line. High speed is always connected.
Why does it matter if it's always connected?
Because you don't have to connect.
Oh, yeah, it takes me 30 seconds to, like, connect.
So?
Right now. Boy, that's so much.
Well, every time you do it, that adds up, Taylor.
So what am I going to do in, like, say if it adds up to an hour, what am I going to do in that hour?
Watch Clone High or watch
Clone
Undergrads.
I
know, watch Undergrads and Home Movies.
Well, I've seen every episode.
Well, then watch, okay, with that hour, you can watch one of those stupid new shows that Fox is coming out with, like...
I don't want to watch any stupid shows Fox is coming
like,
out with.
Like, they take orphans or that don't know their parents and they try to get them to guess who their parents are. How stupid is that? Am I right? Or am I just totally crazy?
Who are these people?
No, it's stupid. Fox is... Fox will take any show. I bet we could go and say, oh, next Fox, TV. No, like, that sounds like a great idea. What's your show about? Nothing. Nothing? Yeah, we just stand there and say nothing. You say nothing. Do you play movies? No. We just sit there. Actually, we stand there. We stand, and then there's an Xbox picture behind us. Sounds like a great show, UT. You're on Fox. Well, maybe not that. Maybe they're not that stupid, but they're still like a company that'll like do anything. Am I right?
Sure.
You're too you're like accepting everything I say.
Well, I'm playing a video game right now, and
are you? What game?
What game aren't I playing?
Well, say some stuff about it.
That's who I want to go there.
Talk about GTA.
It's a good game.
Good game? Why is it a good game? I hear it sucks. Well, if someone was wanting...
Who did you hear that from?
A person. So if someone wanted to, if someone was questioning buying this game, what would they have to consider? Do I like shooting games? Do I like games where you go and do different missions?
It's
do
like
I like...
a criminal game. That's all they need to know.
It's controversial, Taylor. That's what I heard.
You think everything's...
No, there was this one thing on EB, and they said, buy GTA 3 for $7.99 US.
$7.99.
US. US, that's $20. Okay. And, $20 Canadian. And it says, a criminal controversial game. Something like that. I'll have to send that to you. We have a new employee to Xbox.
What?
Not sure their name.
Not more people.
Just, you know, the person that wrote me the Knights of the Old Republic review?
Yeah.
That's them.
That person.
Yep. I don't know their name. I'll check that later. So, shout out to you.
I'm gonna, like, quit. You're doing shout outs like this early on.
Okay. Sorry. No shout outs. I hate AIM.
I think I'm going to, stop doing reviews very shortly.
Why?
Because everyone's doing my reviews I want to do and I have...
How about this is what happens, okay? This is what's going to happen from now on, okay? All the new games you get, or all...
No, because there's something I might not have and then they do a review on and then I'll get later.
Yeah, okay.
I've done reviews.
How about I take off this Knights of the Republic? Oh, I know. We can put that in the, I don't know, this sort of Xbox Gamer magazine. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but probably won't happen, but it's good to...
Tell me what the reviews are on the site right now.
On the site?
That aren't made by me.
Okay, let's see. I mean, we personally haven't done reviews in a long time.
I have.
Well, you have. You're good. I need to do some reviews. I'm lazy. I mean, but this radio show is like doing reviews sometimes. But it's good to do both.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we... Okay. So, reviews not done by you? Is that what you're wondering?
Yeah.
You did Crimson Skies. Reviews not done by either of us are... Death Row, X-Men Legends, Metal Gear Solid 2.
Hang on. Okay. And not...
I don't know.
Not any of those I was interested in really doing. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Morrowind.
What?
But we don't like Morrowind anyway.
I was going to do a review on that, though.
Well, then I can take off their review and put on your review.
I some gold for it, and so did I.
Spider-Man 2. I'm pretty sure. Drake of the 99 Dragons.
I wanted to do that one.
Drake of the 99 Dragons?
No.
Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
Well, then, Taylor, this is what you do, okay? This is your mindset from now on, or whenever you have some free time, okay? I just got a new game. I'm going to do a review on it. Or, I just got a new game. Maybe I'll do a review on it in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Silent Hill? No, you did that. Nope. Okay, so I think those are all the ones that we didn't do. But some of these reviews are good, so. Did I mention I hated AIM? I hate AIM so much. I don't know why I use it. It sucks. It's the worst piece of software ever. It has ads all over, pop-ups. It sucks a lot. Did I mention it sucks? Yes, it does. A lot. What else? Oh, you should check out Sean Kennedy's book. You know, you should. RantRadio.com. There's a link somewhere. Yeah?
What's the book about?
It's about, I don't know. It's about, like, it's supposed to be about, this is like the description, not his words, but it's like, when you die, there is no heaven or hell, only Abaddon or something. Something like that word. Okay. Squizzy prank calls. Gotta check those out.
Okay.
I should play some of those, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna play that Chimichanga thing later. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The one that everyone thinks is funny, except you.
Yeah.
Movies to see. Ocean's 12. Gotta see that. Meet the Fockers. You gotta see that. You as in, like, general public.
What?
Okay. Hold on. Can you just...
Right now,
hold on a sec. Stop talking. Okay. What did you just say?
Are we recording or what did you just do?
No, we're still recording. It's just,
Yeah, right now I'm really... I'll tell you the truth.
What?
I won't complain about, what I was going to say. The reviews, because personally I just don't have the time for them right now.
Yeah, me neither. Well, I'm sure I do, it's just, I don't. Okay, hold on a sec. What are you doing?
Thanks.
You're, like, pressing buttons. It's like, it's like when, it was really annoying listening to BinRev, like, last episode, because the person kept on cutting out. Okay, blah, 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 NBA Street 2. Is okay. I wanted to be nice because my aunt like lended them to me and I wanted to play them and it wasn't that bad. Wasn't.
Okay.
I don't like NFL or I like Tiger Woods. Don't like what's that other game? The hockey, NHL. And, it's sort of, annoying. People are like, oh, don't you miss hockey so much? Don't you miss seeing it all the time? I mean, it isn't on anymore. And I'm like, well, I didn't watch it before, so why should I care now?
Yeah.
Isn't that true? Yeah. I just pretend like I watched it. I'm like, oh, I'm so pissed about that.
Why? Why do you pretend that?
Because they're like... Oh, you should be more active. Watch TV. Though you should be more active. Wow, watching TV, that's being more active, right? Watching hockey? Oh, I watch hockey. I'm the most athletic person in the world. And I watch hockey occasionally. But I'm not, like, an avid fan that, like, jumps up and down when they score and, like, screams their head off at the TV. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am, aren't I? What else? What else? Oh yeah, I heard a commercial about a thing called The Journey, and I heard that on about like they were talking about that on Train 48 when I used to watch that, and it's weird. I don't know what to think about it.
The
it's like a cult.
Was it a movie?
What?
Was The Journey a movie? movie?
No, The Journey's a cult. Except they make it sound like it's like a church. They're like, what if at church I could ask questions and get them answered? Not by a priest, not by anyone that's like, believes in God, but by some stranger. Like, they just have, like, people, like, go, like, professional actors, and they're like, what if I could do this? What if I could do this? It all sounded really stupid. I'm like, wow, this sounds like a weird church. And then they're like, The Journey, meeting every so-and-so at
so-and-so. So is it a cult, or what is it?
It's, I mean, that's, like, the term that everyone likes to call. That's what I call it. It's like a cult. Because they're like the Raelians. That, like, believe in cloning, like Sean Kennedy and all his conspiracy theories. Well, yeah, my new radio show that I am on, End If Radio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just, it's like Ben Rev. I don't know how many episodes we're going to do. Probably just, like, a small project, but I thought I'd help the guy out since I know how to do some of the radio show stuff. Are you still playing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Gaia Fishing. I said in my notes, I'm like, Gaia Fishing ain't so bad. So it ain't that bad. Right, Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not, like, talking. I'm just, like, talking to myself. But the first fish I caught yesterday was, like, a blue seakin or something. You didn't catch one, like, that whole time you were fishing.
Yeah.
Well, you probably caught one later, didn't you?
I caught, like, a whole bunch of stuff.
Did you catch the blue seakin?
Nope.
No? Ooh. Pwned. I said open source. Just want to talk about open source. You should all support open source. Open source is the stuff that you can spread around, copy, reproduce, rip. Like our radio show, that's open source. You can give it away. Only thing you can't do is sell it or call it your own. Like taking everything we say and
then saying about anything.
What?
Nothing I would be interested in.
No, it's just I was just saying you should support it. Like open source music. A few bands do that.
No, I'm talking about your radio station.
Oh, nothing
you have lost, yeah.
Yeah, probably nothing you'd be interested in. Some of the stuff is interesting, but, I mean, I don't call myself, like, a huge hardcore, like, hacker, so sometimes I'm lost, too. So I just sort of follow along, and I know some of the stuff. Yeah. What else? Oh, yeah. Listening to the Sean Kennedy Show. And he has some good points, because he's always saying that, like, technology is going to overpower us. And I think eventually it's going to. They're going to, like, make something so, like, outrageously amazing that, like, it's going to, like, overpower us. It's going to be, like, taking over the world.
Uh-huh.
I mean, why don't they have a president of the world?
Because all the countries hate each other.
That's true, but why don't, at, like, the beginning of time, the beginning of civilization after that little ice age thing, why would they hate each other? Because, I mean, they're all, like, different, but they're all, like, the same, because they all, like, died from the ice age. So they should have been, like, the first, like, I don't know, 150 people that were born after the ice age. People that became, like, the presidents and stuff should have been like, oh, we should go together and make a president of the world. That would be, like, the biggest title. Yeah, so I'm YouTube crazy, president of the world. Blah, blah, blah. Said some of this stuff. Oh, I don't know if I should talk about that little incident on Friday.
No.
No? Okay. Life is overrated. I don't know why I put that, but I had so many stuff like High Speed is overrated, Xbox Live is overrated, and I'm like, yeah, I guess life is overrated too. Do you think that life's overrated? Taylor.
Yeah, yeah.
Geesh.
Come back here.
Life? Yeah, I don't know. Life, it isn't really overrated, because life, I mean, if you're dead, it's so much different than you're alive, because you can't do anything. Like, your body. So I guess life is overrated, because everyone's like, oh, life, living's the best. If you're doing a commercial about living, I mean, has anyone ever done a commercial about living?
Why?
They're like, wow, living, that's the greatest thing in the world.
Does living make any money?
It could, if you're like, pay us $1,000, and we'll make sure you live till you're 101.
Well, that's for protection, and even that can't protect you from, like, diseases.
Yeah, there's, like, this one, I don't know, this one thing that you can, like, some, like, drug you can take, so, like, it keeps on, like, injecting you with, like, new cells or something, I don't know, I'm not a doctor. But, like, what they do, it was on, like, a show, and they, people that have abortions, they take the fetal cells of the babies, and they, like, inject it into someone, and this can also cure Alzheimer's and crap.
Yes.
So it's interesting stuff. What else? Xbox Live's overrated. Yeah,
what? Sometimes
it is. Xbox Live is overrated.
Especially with your headset.
I don't know what you're talking about with my headset. My headset owns.
Owned? Yeah, it's owned by other headsets. No, it's owned by other headsets.
Oh, what's wrong with my headset?
It sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it does.
I'm giving away 1,000 free hours of AOL. If anyone wants that for some reason, I don't know. If you're poor, then just email me. And yeah, I guess if they don't have internet, then I don't know. If you want more internet, then email me and I will send you the CD and the code. I'll send it to you on the internet, so I don't have to pay for shipping. So I just got
it
in the mail.
I have to go for 2 minutes. So can you just continue talking?
Yep, I just won't include you.
Okay.
So what else? Meet the Fockers, funny movie. You gotta buy the Seinfeld DVDs if you're interested in Seinfeld. That's actually the first clip of the show, is Seinfeld. And I got that, I got the theme, and I got a clip of him in a comedy club, and I edited some of it. And I made it sound like the starting of the show, like how he's in a comedy club, and he does the music in the background. So, Journey, weird, Gaia, good, tech is going to overpower us. Oh, I wanted to ask Taylor what his favorite band of all time was. So I'm going to have to ask that. What a weird name, Xena. Heaven Help Us, me and Taylor watched that movie the other day, and it was a good movie. You got a, if anyone has a copy, and you have it on DVD, I would like to buy it off you. So get in touch with me, utcrazy@hotmail.com, and I'll buy that off you. What else?
Hello.
I'm
only here for like a minute, but I'll talk.
Okay, GTA, you talk.
Yeah, GTA is basically, I'll just give like a really fast summary of it.
Okay.
It's basically your, I'm not going to say mobster or gangster. You're just a criminal with a whole bunch of your criminal buddies, and you rob this one place, and then the police come, and then you run into this one girl that you thought was your friend, and then she shoots you, and then the people blow up everyone gets arrested, and then they blow up a bridge, and then these guys come out with shotguns and, like, blow up the police and kill everyone, and then they tell you again the back of the van, and then you're all running away, and then basically all this stuff happens, and you eventually just, there's like tons of gangs, there's about like 7 gangs in Liberty City, and basically you take jobs and fight them all.
Yeah. And you can also just mess around and steal cars and kill people. And
yeah, and I sort of hate that now because all the two of the biggest gangs in the one island hate me now.
Why?
Well, the one reason was because I, like, basically killed all, every, like, one they knew, and then another one I killed their leader.
Okay. Why are you only here for a minute?
I don't know. I have to go, and then I'll be back on, and I'll probably be on for a while.
Okay. Have you played any other games? I'm just looking through my show novels.
Not really.
I played NBA Street 2, as I said. Can't say much about it. I didn't play a lot, but I will play more. It's pretty fun. I don't personally like.
See, if I had high speed internet.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd be talking a lot more because I'd be a young guy and I'd have a lot more topics to talk about.
Okay, then. It'll
That's one thing I have to say. It's not overrated, and you're so lucky. You can talk on the phone, and then you can be, like, on, like, Gaia and, like, doing stuff on the web.
Yeah, it's nice. I think it's somewhat overrated, but, like, because people with high speed tried to, like, brag to people with dial-up, but, I mean, the whole connection thing is better, but, I mean, you don't need it. It's just a necessity. So, Kazaa sucks.
What?
A lot, Kazaa. BitTorrent is good. I was on Gaia, and I had tried out Windows Longhorn, and someone's like, oh, where can you get that? And I'm like, someone gave me a copy. And they're like, well, can I download it anywhere? And they're like, no, that would be illegal. But, yeah.
And I was talking about, I found something interesting. I know how I said on Gaia fishing, there is this one fish that there's only one of on the entire Gaia, and then it, basically if you get it, it's worth 100K.
Yeah.
And, anyways,
yeah.
There's another, thing where it's really rare, and there's this one guy that has it, but no one knows how he got it.
Probably, like, a glitch.
What?
Probably a glitch.
I don't think so.
How he got it?
It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a new item.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have glitches that make new items.
That's true.
Like, but you know how there's the strength rod, the regular, the standard rod, performance rod, and distance rod?
Yeah.
Well, this one's the angelic rod.
Angelic rod?
Yeah, and all it catches is fish that are worth 5K or more.
So how much is the angelic rod?
There's only one on the entire Gaia.
Oh. But I bet it's really hard to catch.
And the one guy won't tell. Like, all the stuff he's been giving clues on Gaia, but he's been using mule accounts, so no one knows, like, who the guy actually, like, what the account that actually has it.
Well, that's
because
weird.
Because if they find out, he'll lose his,
account?
Yeah.
He probably, like, doesn't post on it, so it looks like a noob account. What else? Show you should check out on TV, CSI. I like that show. Well, I guess a lot of people like that show. And, I have a weird, taste of shows on TV. But, oh yeah, I was meaning to ask you, what is your favorite band of all time? Because I hear you talking about, like, all these different bands all the time. I wonder what your favorite band is.
Well, I was just talking about that today. I always say I never really have a favorite band. I just go on tangents. Like, usually every week, I have three bands where I listen to them, and that's all I listen to, those three bands that week.
Yeah.
And then next week, it might be, like, one the same band, but it might be completely different.
Yeah.
So I have, like, three different favorite bands, like, every week.
Well, what would you say your favorite band is of all time? Like, of every band you've ever listened to?
Well,
which...
I can't say of all time. Like, if I had to choose, it would be like a tie between three.
What are those three?
Brand New, Pearl Jam, and Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. Brand New, Pearl Jam, and Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I could say my favorite band or artist. I listen to so many. And, like, sometimes there's, like, one, like, song or one CD you listen to, like, so much, and then sometimes you just, like, listen the whole time. And, if I sell my, PS1, then I can...
So what is your favorite band, though?
My favorite band? I just said I couldn't, like, think... Well, probably...
Like, who would your favorite singer be?
Probably, because, like... It's been, like, the biggest, like, pastime. Probably Clay Aiken. I don't know.
No, it's not Clay Aiken.
Isn't?
Nope.
How would you know?
Your favorite singer isn't Clay Aiken.
It isn't Clay Aiken.
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, I
so
thought you could scam me.
I'm just wondering.
I'm not telling you now. That really isn't my favorite singer, though.
Why? What is that high? Why are you afraid?
No, you know my secret question, if that's what you're getting at? That really isn't...
Oh, that's your secret question? I had no idea.
Yes, you did.
Were you trying to hack my account today?
No,
Because it said, too many false, like, wrong sign-ins.
Yeah.
I had to do all the stuff.
Yeah.
So someone was trying to get into it.
Well, it wasn't me, but it was kind of weird, because I think, like, someone maybe, like, knows my password, but maybe it was just me, because it was like, you have been signed out. You have been signed in into another location, and then it, like, signed me out, so I don't know. Were you trying to... Did you hack me, Taylor?
What?
Did you hack my account?
No.
I don't know. Yeah, so, these two games I found weren't even mine. So I have to, like, give it back to the person. I didn't even know I had them. It was...
What game?
It was, for Game Boy. It was Pokemon Gold and Pokemon Yellow.
Oh.
But, what do we add, anyway? 35. What else? Yeah, I was saying that the opening clip of this show is, like, I have this clip of Seinfeld that I downloaded these two clips. First, I got the opening theme to Seinfeld.
What's the opening theme for Seinfeld?
It's like, do 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 do. It's really catchy, actually. I'll send it to you after if you go on MSN, but...
Well, I can't go on until, like, 8.
Why?
My mom needs it.
Oh, yeah. That's well, whenever you go on.
That's another good thing going to be about it, because...
You can both go on.
I can use the upstairs, and she can use the downstairs.
Oh, so now you're betraying me. You're getting wireless now. I thought you were going to buy my router. I'm offended.
No, we already have a router.
You do?
Yeah.
What kind?
I don't know.
Well, I'm offended, Taylor. I'm very offended.
It wasn't me who bought it.
In fact, I'm going to hang up this call.
Okay.
I'm
yeah.
kidding. Well, what I was, well, now I have a router I have to sell. Okay. So, what else?
Mark?
You got all your high-speed internet stuff? Yes. We're recording again. I'm gonna... I don't know, somewhere in the show, maybe like halfway or something, I'm gonna play the chimichanga thing. Oh, I have Nexbox on season 1 on CD. So, are we in season 2, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so this episode 24, is officially in Nexbox season 2.
And however you said at the beginning, how people have no reason to keep on listening. Well, you're going to... You, not me, are
yeah.
going to figure out a way to do that.
What do you mean, like, people are, like, the one comment we got?
Yeah.
No, I think that's because, like, I have a feeling it's because, like, when we record, when you're, like, over here, it seems like we have a lot more, like, fun because we're both in the same room and, like, but when we're over the phone, it doesn't seem like, like we have as much fun, so it isn't as interesting to listen to. But I think this was episode was a bit better because last episode was kind of dull at sometimes. But I think like next episode,
and
whenever
we be good when I get high speed, is Skype should work perfectly.
Yeah, that's what yeah. So yeah, high speed. You know, I don't think it's overrated.
I think it's overrated.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to switch phones.
It's really difficult because I have to use my Xbox Live headset, and it only uses 1 ear, so it's really difficult to hear you. What else? I have so many things to talk about, and I think I'm, almost, let's see, anything else I didn't talk about? Did you, you did those two reviews on Battlefront, we talked about those, Fable, we've talked about, I don't think I've ever talked about, surprisingly talked about, Tiger Woods Golf. As a mini review on the show. Don't think
so,
I have.
So why are you planning to do to get people keep listening?
No, it's
just think about it. What makes you keep listening to BinRev and UberLido and all that?
That's just because that's what I'm interested in. I think last episode really sucked because we talked about Gaia a lot, and as good as Gaia is, maybe that's only interesting to the people that go on Gaia.
Yeah.
So we need to keep it to...
Are we recording still?
Yeah, we are.
If I only have, 10 minutes.
Okay, that's good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as we're under an hour, it just repeats ourselves anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And it's not going to restart this time, is it?
It shouldn't, because they added some new features since I told them. My phone's dying again.
So... I have to move over to this mic, which I hate. Did I ever... Yeah, Tiger Woods. So this game, basically, what you're doing in it is you're facing against a whole bunch of, you can choose who you are, and then in the challenge, in one of the modes, you can face against a whole ton of other, pro golfers, and then, and then you get money and medals, and you can improve your swing, accuracy, speed, how far you can hit it, how far you can hit the ball, and also it's a good multiplayer game too. I was playing against my cousins, and they're not golf fanatics, and they still enjoy playing it. So I think it's a good game for a lot of people. It isn't just for, the people that like golf. You don't have to like golf to like it. It's a very good graphics. It has good videos. It really uses the controller as, to sort of provoke, your senses. It rumbles, sort of when you're watching the ball go into the hole or whatever, something like that. And I think it's a really well designed game, and the people actually look like real people. They don't look too much like cartoon people. And yeah, that's basically what I'm gonna say about Tiger Woods.
Another thing. You were going to talk about Infonomicon's little segment on us.
Oh, yeah, Infonomicon, okay. I'll have to tell them I talked about them at, the specific time. Okay, so I know we have a little hard feelings between us and Infonomicon because the one episode I was reviewing other radio shows and I guess I didn't give them a fair review. So this one I'm gonna say, and it isn't in a bad way. It's in a good way actually. Infonomicon is two people that sit there and give their own opinions on news that you otherwise probably wouldn't have heard of. I don't know. They have a whole bunch of sources, but Like, they just give their own opinion on it, and they seem to make it, like, funny. So, and the thing that I was, that I said, like, this isn't bad, I mean, you don't need their opinion on it, but, it's still, they still make it funny, and, they have a really good show there, and, you should listen to them at infonomicon.org, and I actually did listen to their show, and I've listened to past episodes. Probably, I advise you to listen in. I always seem to catch them on the BinRev stream. Like, they're in the backup lineup of shows, so I seem to hear them a lot. And so InfoNomCon, that's their fair view. That's what I'm going to say about it. If they say, oh, you didn't say enough about us, well, you didn't say a lot about us, so I don't care, personally. So, that's what I'm going to say about them. Hopefully that's good enough.
I'm going to say one thing about Squizzy.
What?
Why is it called Squizzy Gamer Radio when they don't talk about video games at all?
They hardly... When you think about it, like, I probably
really?
Have
well,
never heard them...
Say, I work at GameSpot. I have a Counter-Strike clan.
Yeah, that's basically all they say. They talk about poo more than they do games.
Yeah, that's sort of sad.
That's sort of sad. I like to think that we talk about a variety of games and stuff, but, I mean, they, like, hardly ever or never, like, discuss games or game, like, I don't think that they've never, like, given a review or anything. Like, one episode didn't even, like, talk, like, remotely about gaming. I don't know why they try to convince themselves that they're about gaming.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea. They're a weird bunch. So I advise you to go to Gaia forums, GaiaOnline.com, and I tried out GoGoGaia.com. Doesn't work. GoGaiaOnline.com doesn't work. You would think they would, like, keep it up for, like, old members, so that when they go to it, it directs them to GaiaOnline.com. And it says, oh, please update your bookmarks. But no. Which one would you like better? Nextbox.co.nr or NextboxRevolution.info?
.co.nr.
Because the only bad thing about co.nr is, it's slow.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Yeah, that's what I say. So...
Anyways, I have to, like, go.
Yeah, it's good enough. 15-minute show with the little Jerry Seinfeld thing. So, thank you for listening to Nextbox Game Radio, episode 24. Keep gaming, America.
Or Europe, or Asia, or wherever you're from.
Okay, good night.
Hello, you've reached the Fockers. We're not around, so leave us a message. Goodbye.
Buzz! How the hell do you shut this thing off?